On Thursday, the last sugya we were doing was davening b'halicha b'yeshiva. Is there any inyan to stand still when one is davening as opposed to traveling? And then we talked at the end whether there's an inyan b'davka to daven when one is standing up. The Gemara and the Aflamina Manala Chotza Machlokas Tanakama and Reb Shimon Ben Elozar, what's the din if someone gets up early, has to go on a journey? Yishkim Lotzeis Laderech. The Tanakama says that he davens before he goes on the journey, before he travels. Levin Lo Shofer Tokei Lulav Manei Megillah Kariba, and then skipping a little bit to the Girsa of the Rush. Same is true for Hishkim Leisha Bakarana Besvina. So they bring him all these mitzvahs. Mispalel, right? Mispalel, look, she gives my Kriyashma Kari. Reb Shimon Ben Elozar, I'm no, Benkov, Kari Kriyashma Mispalel. Reb Shimon Ben Elozar says, better to wait. Better to wait with the tefillah until you read Kriyashma. The Gemara says, what's the machlokas? Machlokas is whether tefillah mu'umar adif or mismach gula l'tefillah adif. What's better? Is it better to link the Kriyashma to the tefillah, or is it better to daven before one is traveling? This is the Shaila in the Gemara. The Tosa says, how do we paskin? Machlokas had a paskin. The Bahad paskin is like Reb Shimon Ben Elozar. The mizmah gula l'tfila is adif. Better to put the tefillah together with the kriyashma. And the Rabbi Nachanan al paskins like Avuah de Shmuel and Levi, like the Tanakama, they're better to daven before you're traveling. The Tosa says, but according to Reb Shimon Ben Elozar, if you're going to paskin like Reb Shimon Ben Elozar, they're better to daven later to link kriyashma to tefillah. So it's going to turn out that you're davening when you're traveling, when you're moving. So that's against the psak halacha that we had before. We said that Havineinu, one of the differences between Havineinu and Tefillah Katzar is that Havineinu has to be Mu'umad, as opposed to Mahalik, which means that you can't be traveling, you're supposed to stop. The way we translate the word Mu'umad by Havineinu is not standing necessarily, but stopping, in contrast to Mahalik. So how can we paskin that you can better to daven Kriyashma and Tefillah together as opposed to davening before you're traveling? We see from Havineinu, the Hilchasa, the Psak Halacha, that Havineinu is supposed to be Mu'umad. You're supposed to daven before you're traveling. So it seems to be a stira. The Tosis in the first Heret says, no, it's different. Havineinu, there isn't such an Ikuv HaDerech. You're not going to be Mavatli yourself from the Derech so much. It's a short tefillah. So for that, there's Taka Chiyuv to stop traveling. There's a Chiyuv to stop traveling because we're not afraid, again, as we explained, we're not afraid that you're not going to have Das for the tefillah. That ain datum yeshavas olav, that the ikuv aderech is going to bother you so much you won't be able to be mechavin. Havineinu is a short tefillah that's not going to shter your kavan. It's not going to ruin your kavan. But yuches brachas here we're talking about the daven a regular shmona esrei. That's too long. That might ruin your kavana. So therefore you don't have to. Reb Shimon ben Elozar paskins, you don't have to daven davka before you go on the journey. That was the first teretz of Tosfos. But then we quoted the Ram. Rabbi Meir says no. Maybe Taka, there is a chiyuv over here. Reb Shimon ben Elozar doesn't deny the fact that you have to daven again. B'me'umad, that you'll have to daven after traveling. He's saying that when it's a zman of kriyashma, better to daven then, to link kriyashma to tefillah, and then you'll daven again, me'umad. Havineinu is talking about that you're not going to have an opportunity to daven later. So then it's bad. Then you have to daven Havineinu me'umad now. There's no difference between Havineinu and Yudches Brachas according to Rabbeinu Meir. There is a chiyuv to daven me'umad, but we're talking about a situation where you'll daven me'umad later. So you can daven on the journey as long as you daven me'umad later. And this was Rabbeinu Meir's big chiddush. And according to Rabbeinu Meir, what emerges is that me'umad not only means that you have to daven when you're not traveling, but you even should be standing up. Even should be standing up, he says. How do we know that? So he says, Rav Ashi, in the Shabbos of the Rigla, would daven when he was with the tzibur, giving the shir and shabbos of the rigla. He daven kriyashma and shmona esrei. Then when he came home, he daven again. So what's he davening again? He wasn't traveling; he was sitting down. So what's he traveling again? So clearly, not only is there a chiyuv to daven when you're not traveling, when you're not moving, but there's actually a chiyuv to daven when you're standing up, says the Rabbeinu Meir. So the same would hold true. Certainly would hold true for a person traveling, right? Not only is it better to daven when you're not traveling, but there's actually a chiyuv to daven ba'amida, to daven when you're standing up. So even if we're going to be mekel for you, even if Reb Shimon ben Elozar is right, that better to be somer gula l'tfila, to daven kriyashma and tfila together, as opposed to davening tfila before the zman kriyashma, even if we'll be mekel for you to do that, but that doesn't exempt you from davening me'umad. You got to daven later, ba'amida, when you're standing up. This was Rabbeinu Meir's big chiddush. So we discussed, what does that mean, that there's actually a chiyuv to daven ba'amida? This is a chiyuv. It sounds like there's an absolute chiyuv. He said there's a machlokas. Seems to be a machlokas ha-mefarshim, machlokas rishonim maybe, whether one can be yotze the chovas tefila without davening ba'amida, or maybe you can't be even yotze the chovas tefila without davening ba'amida. The Rosh in one day assumes that the Rabbeinu Meir is saying that you're not that Rav Ashi wasn't mekayim even his ikar chi of tefila be yeshiva. That you're not going to be mekayim the chovas tefila unless you do it ba'amida. That's what the Rosh assumed according to one opinion in the Rosh. He pointed out that the Bach argues. The Bach is quoting the Beis Yosef. Bach is a pshat in the Beis Yosef. What does the Bach say? Bach said, "Because of Beis Yosef, Mishu honest the Mispalim Yushav, the Kshiuchal Achagat Tzarich Lazer the Mispalim Uman, Bein Tzarich Lachayish Badover Alkan." The Beis Yosef says, "Someone who daven sitting down has to daven later standing up." One of the Talmidim approached me after Shir. I think it was Moshe Adlin. I don't remember. I think Moshe approached and he said, you know, from the Beis Yosef, it sounds like there's a chiyuv to daven again. Tzorech lachzor l'spala. Tzorech lachzor l'spala. There's a chiyuv to daven mu'umad again. But he says that you don't have to be mechadesh badaver. So what does that mean? Why should you not have to be mechadesh badaver? So the Bach explains, well, davening ba'amida is enough of a chiddush. It's enough of a chiddush. Ein lecha chiddush gadol mitzvah shemispala mu'umad. That's a chiddush, the Bach is saying. It's a chiddush. So some point out in the Bach, it's clear that he's assuming that tefillah ba'amida is only a maila. It's not that you're not going to be yotzei the chovas at tefillah. Because if you weren't yotzei the chovas at tefillah, you don't need this line of ein lecha chiddush gadol mitzvah. You got to daven because you weren't yotzei the chovas at tefillah. So it sounds like you were yotzei the chovas at tefillah, but you missed the maila. The maila that we saw in the tour, right? Lamod l'shareis, that mu'umad is dumi d'avoda, just like the avoda has to be done mu'umad, you have to be done standing, and you need kavana, machshavas, pasels, bekodshim, so to tefillah. By tefillah, you need a machshava, right? Kavana might be ma'akev in tefillah, some kind of kavana. We talked a little bit about this, hopefully this week we'll get to more of that. Which kavana is ma'akev? But some kavana is certainly ma'akev in tefillah. Mu'umad also. Mu'umad is a maila, lamod l'sharei, savod has to be done ba'amida. So the Bach is interpreting the Beis Yosef as saying that it's ma'akev. Mu'umad is ma'akev, but how's it ma'akev? Right? It's not ma'akev necessarily in Yechovah Satfila, because if it were ma'akev in Yechovah Satfila, he doesn't need his svar that ain't l'chachidish gadol mizeh. He wasn't Yotzei Tefila yet. It's ma'akev in the sense that Chazal forced you to daven again to be mekayim that ma'ila. Right? It's only a ma'ila, but only? It's only a ma'ila, but you're chayev to daven again in order to get to that ma'ila. In order to get to that ma'ila. You know, it's similar to Yalaviyavo in a sense. We saw some of Farshim say that Yalaviyavo is just a Hazkara Ba'alma. Remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Chachmei Pervadz, Reb Chaim in the stencils. So, but even if you assume that Yalaviyavo is just a Hazkara Ba'alma, clearly, if you forget Yalaviyavo, there's a Chiyav to go back. Why? Just Hazkara? Okay, so you were Yotze Tfila, you left Hazkara out, that's it. No, the idea is Chazal, I'm a Chayiv you to daven again to fulfill that Din Hazkara. So even though that Din Hazkara doesn't take away from your tefillah, you were Yotzi your tefillah, but you were not Yotzi the Chiyuv Hazkara. So Chazal allow you to daven again to be Yotzi the Chiyuv Hazkara, and they require you to daven again to be Yotzi the Chiyuv Hazkara. So it's like a dimyon. This is similar to that, right? Even if Mu'umad is not Ma'akev in the Chovas HaTefillah, like the Rush would say, it's not that's your Iker, that you're missing in the Iker HaTefillah. You're not missing in the Iker HaTefillah. But Aval Pikein, to be Yotze this Maila of Dumi the Carbon, Chazal say you should have it again. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Right? But that's what the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is mashma. Tzorech lachzor l'spal. You have to daven again. It's not like, you know, if you want to daven at a Tfilas Nedova, to chaparayin this Maila, then that's okay. It sounds like tzorech. It sounds like there's an obligation. But despite the fact that there's an obligation, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're missing in the Chovas Tfila. You may have been Yotzi or Chovas Tfila, but Afal Pikein, Chazal say that you should daven again to be Yotzi this Maila. And ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh, ein lecha chiddush gadol mizeh, that you're davening again. Yes.
Can we say maybe that when he says tzorech, it's only through mechatchila? meaning, because at the end of the day, he says you have to be tzarech, but he says that we've talked about it maybe in Tfilas Nedava.
Where does he say it's in Tfilas Nedava?
No, not that he explicitly says it, but the Magen Avraham.
I'm not up to the Magen Avraham yet.
Right, so
I'm suggesting the Bach is holding it. This is not a Tfilas Nedava. Even though the Lashon in Lechachidosh Galum sounds a little bit like that. But it's not a Tfilas Nedava because he's explaining the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef said, Sorech Lazar Lispaus. It sounds like it's a Chiyav, but not a Chiyav because you missed Yehovah's Tfila. It's a Chiyav because Chazal require you to daven again, to chaperein a Tfila Ba'amida. Tfila Ba'amida is a different level Tfila. The Chazal allow you to daven again and require you to daven again in order to chaperein that that level of Tfila. What's enough Kamina whether we assume that Amida is a din in the Chovas HaTfilah, or it's just a Maila, right? You're chayav to daven again anyway, but what's the nafkamina? So that's what I was alluding to. Some of the Talmidim chap this after Shir. The Prima Godim has a nafkamina. Right? We saw actually that the Ra'ah, no, before we get to the Prima Godim, this Bach, right? This Bach that holds that it's just a Maila. So we saw that the Ra'ah seems to echo the sentiment of the Bach. Because the Ra'ah right here, the Ra'ah says, I had a hard time finding it on Thursday. Let's see if we can do it better now. I'll find it again. Oh, found it sooner. Yeah, what does the Gemara say? Rav Ashi Davin Bitzibur. And then when he went home, he davin umud. So the Lashon of the Ra'ah is v'hadam atzim umad lotzes yidei chovas tefila ba'amida, a chiyav of tefila ba'amida, not chovas tefila. To be yotze yachiyav, it sounds like there's a chiyav of tefila ba'amida. It's a maila, but there's a chiyav of tefila ba'amida. Mamish, what the Beis Yosef is saying, Ari, right? Sorach Lazar, this parallel to be yotze the chovas tefila ba'amida, not chovas tefila. There's a chovas tefila ba'amida. Chazal understood that tefila ba'amida is a maila, but it's a maila that Chazal that Chazal obligate you to fulfill. What's a nafkamina? So, it would seem as though the nafkamina is what the Prima Godim says. What does the Prima Godim suggest? This is what it would seem. Prima Godim, and then Magen Avraham. La mechaber kishayuchal. Haynu shelo over zmanu, o mashlima betfila asmucha, the have a kenenas. The mechaber, mishochuk lispal miyushuk kishiyuchal tzorach lazer lispal meumad venatzor los badavik tzorach lazer lispal. That's the Beis Yosef, the Shulchanor. He has daven again. Comes the Prima Godim and says, according to the Shulchan Aruch. He has to daven again. O mashlima b'tfila asmucha. There's tashlumen for this tfila that you didn't daven. Because it's like nenas, right? If nenas and you weren't able to daven it in that zman, so then you can be mashlima b'tfila asmucha. So he said, the Prima Godim is saying that there is a din of tashlumen for this tfila that you have to daven me'umad. You left out the, you didn't daven ba'amida initially, so now there's a chiyuv to daven ba'amida. So it's up to Prima Godim, that chiyuv applies even b'tashlumin, even to daven with the next tfila. So at first glance, that l'chor should be a nafkamina between the ra'ah and the rush. If you assume that the reason why you have to daven tfila ba'amida is because you weren't yotzi Yehovah's tfila, so then I hear that there will be tashlumin for this. But if it's just a maila, would there be tashlumen for us? I don't know. What do you think? I mean, he's explaining the Beis Yosef. So the Bach explains the Beis Yosef to be saying that it's only a tashlumen. You don't have to learn the Beis Yosef like that, right? You don't have to learn the Shulchan Aruch like that. You could learn the Shulchan Aruch is going like the Rush, that it's really a chiyuv. So because it's really a chiyuv, so then Taka, maybe you would have tashlumen. But if it's only to be yotzei yechiv of tefila ba'amida, chiv of tefila ba'amida, would there be tashlumen for that? Much less likely. much less likely that there would be tashlumin for that, right? Stop. Because tashlumin is only for the ikach chovas tefillah. Why would there be tashlumin for tefillah ba'amida? As I was reading the Ra'ah, I noticed the last line. It doesn't work out so well here. What does the Ra'ah say? V'hoda matzli mu'umad lotzei tzidei chovas tefillah ba'amida ve'efshe la'acha she'igia zman tefillah acheres. The Ra'ah seems to say that even if it's bezman tefillah acheres, you can have a tashlumin. It's a little mud, right? But once Chazala mechayev you to daven a tefillah again to be yotzei the chiyav of tefillah meumad, so now it becomes a chiyav tefillah. Then it becomes a chiyav tefillah. So even if you miss it, right? Even if you miss it, there is tashlumin for it. Not just for the Iker Chovas Tefillah, but even for the Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida. From the Ra'ah, you get the impression that this would work according to either Shita. Either if it's a Chovas Tefillah, either you haven't been Yotzei your Chovas Tefillah entirely, or even if you were Yotzei the Chovas Tefillah, but you weren't Yotzei the Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida, Chazal require you to daven again to be Yotzei the Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida. So either way, you'll have a Tashlumin. That's what it sounds like from the Ra'ah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So even if you'll interpret the Beis Yosef like the Bach, the Prima Gadim would still hold true, right? The Prima Gadim doesn't seem to be a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Ra'ah. Because whether you look at it as a Chovas Tefillah or Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida, it sounds like once Chazal turned it into a Chovas Tefillah, then there is Tashlumin for it. There will be Tashlumin for it. You'd be able to even daven in another Zman. If you win Nenas, you'd be able to daven in another Zman to be Yotzei either Chovas Tefillah or to be Yotzei Chovas Tefillah Bizman. Okay. But there is a third sheet. There's a third sheet that we'll get to in just a moment that it was only a chumah. Yeah.
Could it be that the Ra'ah is a little bit different than the Bach? Maybe he understands that it's in between. It's not necessarily a milah, but it still is less than our chiyuv. Maybe it's just like a mitzvah. It will be said by Mari.
I'm just looking at the words. He says, Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida.
Right.
And that sounds like a chiyuv. Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida. It's not Chovas Tefillah, but it's a Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida.
Say maybe that would be the, we spoke about Tfilas Aris Rishos, we spoke about different levels of what that means. We said that there's a Chiyuv, which is the highest level, or a Milo, which is a little.
Okay.
It could be in the middle, maybe.
Okay, fun, right. But the point is, even if it's only a Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida, you were Yotzi a Chiyuv Tefillah. Again, I'm trying to figure out, is there a nafkamina whether I say it's that you aren't Yotzi a Chovas Tefillah at all, or that you were Yotzi a Chovas Tefillah. It's just you weren't Yotzei this extra mila of Tefillah Ba'amida, which Chazal require you to daven again for. Doesn't sound like there's much of an afkamina between these two shitas, right? Because even if it's a Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida, there still is the din of Tashlumin. So, like, what's the difference? I'm not sure if there's a difference between these two shitas, but there is a third shita. There are Rishonim that clearly assume that Amida is not Ma'akiv. Amida is not Ma'akiv. Not only is it not Ma'akiv in your Chovas Tefillah, there's no halacha that there's a Chovas Tefillah Ba'amida. Maybe lechatchila you daven Ba'amida. But there's no obligation to daven again if you missed the Tefillah Ba'amida. Who is that? So first of all, the Rambam. The Rambam mentions Amida, but he doesn't say that it's Ma'akiv. The Rambam has two prokim in Hilchos Tefillah where he discusses what's Ma'akiv in Tefillah, what's not Ma'akiv in Tefillah. The Rambam, in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Ram says Shmona Dvarim Tzorcha Mispalo Lizar Bahem V'Lasosam V'Mayedocha Konena So Shavav Lo Asosan Ein Ma'akfin. There are eight things that you have to do in Tefillah, but they're not Ma'akiv. Ve'eluhen Amida. Amida Nochach HaMikdosh. We have to talk about Nochach HaMikdosh. Amida is the first one. Amida. So Amida. Amida Kate said, "says there are halacha beis ein espala ela meumad hayoshe desfino bagola and yochel amad yaman v'mlav yeshem kol espala." Amida lechatchila is a chiyuv in tefila. It's a mitzvah, if you will. Pesama akiv. So if you daven shalom b'amida, there's no chiyuv to daven again. There's no chiyuv to daven again. Pesama akiv at all. That's against the Rosh. It's against the Bach. Even the Bach, his Bach's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. You chayav tzorach lachzor l'spal if you daven shelo ba'amida. The Rambam would say, you don't have to daven again. You don't have to daven again. It's not ma'akev. And this seems to be the position of Rashi too. Rashi on the sugya, when he describes Rav Ashi, Rashi says, they asked Rav Ashi, why didn't you daven earlier like Avuah Shmuel and Levi? So he says, I didn't find Rabbanan Kshishoi, Rabbanan Kshishi Minan, who did this. Sheyakdimu Tfila L'Kriyashma. Hilkach Kevin Amamtim Tfila Hadzman Kriyashma Mitzvah Lismach Tfila Achar Geula. L'Fikach Mispalam Yushabim Kama. Okay, Rav Ashi davened later to be Somech Kriyashma Tfila. U'L'Fishayin Daitum Yusheves Olav Kol Kach Tzorach Lachzor U'L'Spal B'Vesa. Why did he daven again at home? Because he davened by Yeshiva? So because he davened by Yeshiva, now he has to daven by Amida? No. Rashi says, because he couldn't concentrate completely. He was Betzibur. And he was trying to chaparain that Kriyat Shema Tefillah, while the Meturgaman was being Mashmiya La'am, that's that part of the Shir, he couldn't have a full Yeshiva Das. Ain't that to Mishavis, Olam? That's why he davened again at home. It's clear from Rashi, it's not because he davened by Yeshiva. That wasn't the issue. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that he didn't have a chloric cup. He didn't have a clarity. So it sounds according to Rashi, if you daven be yeshiva, b'di'eved you can be yotze. B'di'eved you can be yotze. Yeah. So it's strange. Rav Ashi did daven again. Why did he daven again? Rav Ashi davened again after he davened b'tzibur, sitting down. If davening sitting down is fine, so why did he daven again? So the simple pshat is that he was machmer on himself. Interesting, the Lashon of Rashi is Tzorech Lachzor L'Spal B'Vesa. He also has the Lashon of Tzorech. The Me'iri says that many suggest Rav Ashi davened again just because of a Chumr. He wasn't really chayev to daven again. He was Yotzi Yischovas HaTfila. And maybe davening Me'umad is not Ma'akev. Davened again Altzor Chumr Ba'amah. This is the Me'iri at the end of the Maschol Mi. He says, Elo Sherov Ma'amafarshim Askim Shemachmer Hoya Alatz V'Chotz M'Spal Nadova. Zok the Meiri, Rav Ashi was machmir on his side. Mamash achumra ba'alma. He was yotze completely davening b'yeshiva. Certainly, according to the Rambam, you could learn like this. He was yotze b'yeshiva. He was machmir on himself to daven again. Mu'umad. Rashi says that he couldn't have a good kavana, so that's why he davened again. Right? We certainly wouldn't do that because we don't have good kavana in general. Right? So we try. We try our best, but we're not. Right, we mentioned even in the first bracha that you have to have kavana. If a person doesn't have kavana in the first bracha, we pass that you don't daven again. Even though the Gemara says it's ma'akev and you would have to daven again. So the poskim say that we're afraid you won't have kavana the second time too. So what's the value? So we certainly wouldn't daven again, according to Rashi. Right? If someone davens in a situation where he's not sure that he had kavana, ain't that to mishavas, Allah, we would not tell him to daven again. You want to daven again, al tzatfila as nadava, that's a chumr ba'alma. That would be a chumr ba'alma. But it's clear, both according to Rashi and according to the Rambam, there's no need to daven again, just to chaparayin a tefila ba'amida. And this is what the Magen Avram quotes from the Ramami Panu. The Ramami Panu, the Menachem Azariah, one of the Gedolei Aposkin. Ramami Panu, this is the Magen Avraham Sivkot and Yud Aleph. Tzorech Lachzor L'Spalo, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Yudavin B'miyushi, you have to daven again. Chen Kosev B'shul De'agibar. Menachem Azariah, in the Shuvas Ramami Panu, he writes, Zedavka B'toras Nadavah Hayim Espalel Rav Ashi Sheinis. Ramami Panu says, Rav Ashi was only machmer on himself. It wasn't a chiyuv. Miloshen Rashi Mashma, M'bnei Shalom HaYochel L'chavim P'am Rishonu, Shai B'shas Hadroshu, L'chen Hayim Espalel Sheinis. He quotes the Rashi too. From Rashi, it also sounds like it wasn't because he davened be yeshiva. It's not because he davened be yeshiva. So if you davened be yeshiva, then there's no need to daven again ba'amida. If you want to be machman yourself, daven be Torah's nedova, efshe. But there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. So there's no question that whether tashlumin is a nafkamina between the Rosh and the Ra'ah, it's certainly a nafkamina between the Rosh and Ra'ah. As opposed to the Rambam, let's say, right? The Rosh, forget the Ra'ah for a moment. According to the Rosh, if you daven be yeshiva, you're not yotzi yechovas tefillah. Right? The ikah chovas tefillah. According to the Rambam, you are yotzi. Lechatchili, you're supposed to daven ba'amida, but b'dihevet, if you daven be yeshiva, you are yotzi, lefi the Rambam. And maybe lefi Rashi too. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, the only way a person would daven again is b'taras nedava. Right, but Taras Nedavim. We have to be Mechadish Badavar. Is davening Bamida enough? It's hard to say. Lefi the Bach, I would say not. Because if davening Bamida is a chiyuv, so ain't lecha chiddush gadol mizeh. But if all it is a maila, maybe that's not enough. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe taka, you can daven b'taras nedava, but you have to be Mechadish Badavar in the tefillah. So these two shittas, clearly there's a nafkamina between the two. The nafkamina of the Prima Gadol would certainly hold fast over here. That if you hold davening b'yeshiva, you yotze b'di'eved, so there's no din tashlumin if you missed your opportunity to daven b'toras nedava, again, to chaparayin tefillah b'amina. Clearly, it's not going to be tashlumin. If you missed out, you missed out. If you daven b'toras nedava during this month of tefillah, so zolzayin, then you'll gain tefillah b'amina, that maila, that extra maila. But if you didn't, clearly there isn't going to be any tashlumin. If it's just a chumer ba'alma, clearly there isn't going to be any tashlumin. But there might be another nafkamina as well. David pointed out that lechora the Magen Avraham is shver, right? If we say Rav Ashi daven b'taras nedava, so then how could he daven b'taras nedava? We're talking about the Shabbos of the Rigla, talking about a Shabbos, right? So on Shabbos we don't daven tefillas nedava. So if Rav Ashi was only davening b'taras nedava to be yotze this maila of tefillah ba'amida, so what gave him the right to daven on Shabbos? So he pointed out Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this kasha in the Kovitz and Farshim. In the Kovitz and Farshim, they're just quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch. It's right here. You turn to page 6, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side, the other side. He says, Davka b'taras nedava, on that Magen Avraham, l'fimah d'paskina l'kaman, d'b'shabas en yochel espal nedava, nistazev, d'ahach uvda b'shabas d'rigla havam. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it's d'chapele, how can you say it was just a chumah ba'amah? It was a Shabbos of the Rigla. Rav Ashi was davening on Shabbos. There's no tefillas nedava on Shabbos. Must be it wasn't just a nedava. It was a chova. Chova either because he wasn't yotzei the tefillas chova, or a chova because Chazal require you to daven again to be yotzei Yehovah's tefillah ba'amida. But it must have been a chova. It wasn't b'taras nedava because on Shabbos there is no tefillas nedava. It's an akasha. So I thought the answer must be Shabbos of the Rigla must not just be Shabbos. This is not the Parshat Shabbos. Pashup Shad and Shabbos of the Rigla is that they had drushes on Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos of the Rigla was like a Yachekala over more than just Shabbos. Right? The week of the regular, the week before the regular. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, this is such an obvious question. It's hard to believe that the... It's not just a Magen Avraham. It's a Meiri. The Meiri said that he was Machmer on himself. Right? The Machmer on himself sounds like he davened the Tfilas Tadova. Because if it's not a tefillas nedava, what gives you the heter to do that? So if that's the Meiri, and the Meiri says that's Rov Mefarshim. So Rov Mefarshim said he davened the tefillas nedava, and yet it was Shabbos and Rigla only on Shabbos. How can that be? It's more mistaber that it wasn't just on Shabbos. It wasn't on Shabbos, and he was machmer himself not on Shabbos to daven the tefillas nedava. What comes out is that there are two nafkamina. Not necessarily between the Rosh and the Ra'ah. The way we started to present it, the Nafkamina would have been between the Rosh and the Ra'ah, but we see in the Ra'ah himself that he posits that maybe there is a din of Tashlumin for Tefillah Ba'amida. So I think it's better to say like this, that the Nafkamina is between the Rosh and the Ra'ah. They're in one camp, just with a nuance of difference. They both hold his Achiv to Daven again, either because you weren't Yotzi or Ikachovas Tefillah, or because you weren't Yotzi Achiv of Tefillah Ba'amida, either one. Right, and then we have the other camp, the camp of the Rambam and Rashi, who hold that tefillah ba'amida is not ma'akev b'di'evit. L'chatchila you daven ba'amida, but b'di'evit if you didn't, then you still yotzei yachiyev tefillah. So if yotzei Rav Ashi was davening again, what gave him the right to daven again? That was a chumra ba'alma, Zakta Meiri. So if it's only a chumra ba'alma, so then we have two nafkamina. If you missed that chumra, you were nenas, you missed that chumra, do you have the opportunity to daven tashlumin? That's one nafkamina. According to the Meiri, he wouldn't be able to daven tashlumin because it's just a chumrah. So you have the opportunity to daven at tefillas nedava, but if you miss that, then you won't have tashlumin. Whereas according to the others, the Ra'ah and the Rosh, certainly the Rosh, you will have a din of tashlumin. That's the Prima Gadim's nafkamina. But the other nafkamina is, can you daven again on Shabbos to chaparayin tefillah ba'amida? Right? If it's a tefillas nedava, if you need a tefillas nedava, then you're not going to be able to daven on Shabbos to chaperein the tefillah ba'amida. But if it's not a tefillas nedava, if it really is a chiyuv to daven again, bain, if you weren't yotzi ikar tefillas chova, or if you have this new chiyuv to daven a tefillah ba'amida, so then even on Shabbos, one will be able to daven that second tefillah. Yes, Josh.
Could another daven between the Ra'ah and the Rosh be maybe whether or not you can be Yosei Al Yedei Shliach Tzibur your Chiyuv Amida? Like we saw by Haskara that even though when it comes to your Chiyuv Tzibur, you can't get that through, according to some of the Shita, you can't get that through the Shliach Tzibur. We still say that at the very least Haskara, you can get through the Shliach Tzibur. So as you hear, Ikar Tzibur you can't get, maybe your Chiyuv Amida you can get through.
That's a good ha'ara, right? That shita is actually Rabbeinu Meir on that Tosus on Chaf Tes on the base. It's also Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir says that Haskaras you can get from the Shliach Tzibur, even a Bucky can be Otzi as long as he tried, but something that's part of the Iker Matbea Brach of Tefillah, he can't. So Lechora, Amida is not part of the Tefillah, it's just a mile in the Tefillah. So Josh wants to suggest that maybe Rabbeinu Meir there on Chaf Tes on the base would say that the Chaperein Amida also. Maybe if you listen to the Shliach Tzibur's davening, that would be sufficient. Interesting. Interesting idea. I hear. The Shulchan Aruch and the post can say, Bezman said we don't do that because we're not going to be able to listen to every word of the Shliach Tzibur. But I hear if you do, if you're able to successfully hear every word from the Shliach Tzibur, so maybe there is an opportunity to be Yotzi from the Shliach Tzibur. Yes, Avi.
I'm just asking from the singing that we did earlier in the year,
Tefillah ba'amida? I think it's more of a chiyuv. No one would say that if you daven b'yachidus, then you have an opportunity to daven b'tzibur that you should daven again. I don't think so. I think this is probably more than tefillah b'tzibur. We talked about whether tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv midrabanan or whether it's a maila. According to the Ra'ad, it sounds like there's a chovas tefillah ba'amida. It's a chova, it's more than just a mile of ba'alma, I think. And I think the reason why is because Amida relates to the mispalel himself. Tefillah b'tzibur is the context of tefillah. It doesn't relate to the mispalel. Here, this is how the mispalel is davening. So anything related to the mispalel himself might be more than just an extraneous, an external mile. Yes?
Could we just say, maybe, for the Ra'ah, that they're all talking about Chova, but maybe they're trying to understand what the Tel Chova is. I mean, maybe they're going in the same camp as the Rambam, that it still is. The Rambam also says Eloshim Yitzorech. He just says it's not an Aki. So maybe they could be saying, we mentioned again by Tilas Arvis Roshos, we explain what does Roshos mean. And one of the approaches we gave is that once you accept upon yourself to do something in your head, then now it becomes like a Chova for you. So I mean, let's say Rav Ashi, once he said in his head to go and be Omid, that became like a chov for him, and that's why he would have to go and daven again on Shabbos. He's chayav tashlum because he made it a chov for himself. Not that it's a chov for everybody.
I think it's a chiddush. I think to say that tefillah ba'amida is a type of rishus that you makabel upon yourself to daven ba'amida, there's an inyan to daven ba'amida. We see from the Torah.
Well, it's
right?
Not an inyan, but you could take it upon yourself as more of an inyan as you makhayav yourself in it. If you decide you want to do it.
We don't see in the Rishonim that the reason why he davened again is because of a minik. It's not because of his Kabbalah. It's because of a din. Right? Either it's a din or stam a chumer, but you don't find the idea of Kabbalah. I don't know. I think it's a chiddush to say that's Rav Ashi's logic. That he was makabel upon himself, now it became a chova for him. I hear what you're suggesting, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the Rishonim are saying something like that. Okay, this concludes the sugya. I was going to go on, but again we had Tehillim. So you know what? Let's leave the next sugya. Right, kivun ha'odam. What direction to face? It's a very nice sugya. I was going to start it and do a good chunk of it today, but maybe we'll do that on Tuesday. Okay, we'll do kivun ha'odam on Tuesday. Maybe we'll even get up to. Tfilas Musaf, the beginning of the final packet, is about Musaf B'yachid and Musaf B'tzibur. That's just a small chelek. Okay, so maybe we'll try to do Kivan Ha'adam, which is the next packet. That's packet number 32. It's pretty light. Pretty light. The direction a person has to face. There's some nice lumdas, some nice ideas there. And then hopefully we'll be able to move on. I know it seems like a lot, but hopefully we'll be able to move on and do a little bit of Musaf B'yachid and Musaf B'tzibur. Then for the final shir, we'll talk about kavana b'tefillah. Okay, this year again are going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Tomorrow we're going to take a break. We're going to do in Yanei Pesach. We'll do in Yanei Pesach. Hopefully we'll finish that sugya, and then we'll go back to brachas for Tuesday and Wednesday. And as I said, we'll do Haggadah on Thursday. Okay, let's talk a little bit about it.